A bison in the Fort Peck Tribes' quarantine program died last week. The bull was one of five that were set to join Fort Peck's burgeoning bison herd this fall. A freak accident. That's how Robert Magnin, director of the Fort Peck Tribes' Fish and Game Department, describes the bison's death. He says the bison were fine during a Thursday night check-in. Then, on Friday morning, he found one of the bulls tangled in a 9,000-volt electrical fence with porcupine quills in its face. He says he doesn't know what happened, if another bull ran him into the fence, or if the porcupine spooked him. All he says he knows is that the bison was shocked to death. Over a poor cell phone connection, Magnin says that this was an expensive test of the quarantine's fencing system.
It's kind of a high cost to learn that, but we know we are assured that they're going to stay in it.
In 2014, the Fort Peck tribe spent $500,000 constructing a state-of-the-art quarantine facility for brucellosis. Magnin says his department won't change its quarantine protocol because the fence did its job. It kept the bull inside. And he says that cattle ranchers who, despite lack of precedent, fear that bison can give cattle brucellosis should take comfort that bison can't escape the quarantine area. The four remaining bison will graduate from the quarantine this October. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.